Hi, it's me again, Char, a little girl trying to share her stories and learnings in life, hoping that this can somehow inspire another person, you. If you already listened to some or at least one of my previous episodes, welcome back and thank you for staying tuned kasi it means a lot to me. Grabe, time flies talaga. It's more than, yes, I believe more than 3 months na since I resigned kasi my last day, last day was February 28. Pero my last day was actually February 24. So yeah, it's been more than 3 months na since I resigned. And eto pa rin ako, unemployed. Oh my gosh, well, it's okay, it's okay. This is my longest vacation since college, actually, since I started college. Kasi, na-mention ko naman before, I wasn't taking any breaks talaga. So, ito yun. Ang ating 3 months na pahinga ay malapit ng magtapos, mga kaibigan. Finally, I have reached the moment na pagod na ako magpahinga. So, it's high time to find work. Yan. Opo, literal. I'm really laughing right now kasi, ako ba? Literal na nagpahinga lang ako for the past 3 months. Ay, so yun. Malapit nang matapos yung mga gala ko as of this recording. Actually, kailan ba dapat to? Actually, May pa dapat ipapublish to. Ang daming bigla ang gala na, I don't know, I'm really just happy na I was able to spend siguro like most of my pahinga with my family from both sides actually. It was really a good time to catch up with my family kasi I was never present during occasions. So, this time, I'm really happy kasi sulit ng ate nyo ang bakasyon niya at ang time niya to be with people na she loves and, I mean, new people lang. So, ayun. Funny kasi expectation ko talaga being a quote-unquote hustler is madali akong mabubore and like maghahanap agad ako ng work. I was expecting siguro isang linggo lang by March is pagod na akong humilata and stuff. Pero hindi, girl. Masarap pala magpahinga. I didn't know. I'm the type of person din kasi na, ano ba, parang I base my worth on my productivity. So, I really challenge myself this time na to just let myself be. And kung gusto ko magpahinga, hayaan ko yung sarili ko magpahinga. And productivity doesn't define me and stuff. Yun, so sana ganun din kayo. Deserve nating magpahinga. Yan. So, I'm happy na this time. Yun nga. I'm happy na I had this time. Really, really grateful. I really believe na God has His perfect timing proven by this time. Kasi, as in, alam mo yung parang biglang nagsiuwian yung family ko sa US. Nang I didn't know. I mean, medyo about yung sa mother side. Medyo alam ko yun, nauwi sila. Pero, I didn't know na it would be this long. And di ko alam na ganito karami yung magiging ganap. I'm just really happy. I think it was really meant to be na mag-resign ako. Kasi, I was able to connect with friends, new people, family, to myself din especially. And alam mo yun, ang dami rin opportunities na nag-come up for the past months. So, the past months felt like recharging and coming back to myself. I was able to travel to places I've never been before. FYI, as a commute hater, I'm proud of myself na I was able to commute by myself. Small wins, diba? I'm happy na I got to travel to Nueva, Bataan, Pampanga, dito, malamang sa Olongapo, Zambales, Manila, Baguio, Pangasinan, La Trinidad, La Union. Talagang galang-galang ate mo, girl. Kahit ako, di ko na malaman kung nasaan ako kinabukasan. Kasi ang dami talagang ganap. I think this is me giving my time to what I think is important in life, which are relationships and experiences. Ever since, I never prioritized this kasi nga I was busy working on the next project or grinding for the next goal. I was always anxious about my grades, about meeting people's expectations, about work, which are important din naman to a degree. Pero not something you should glorify and definitely not something I'd recommend to be on the top of your list. So far, not really that serious in finding work, pero I started volunteering in Vivita Philippines. So basically, it's a company that helps kids find their passion and help them create a business out of it. So they have ano doon, mga 3D printing, t-shirt making, baking, even resin stuff they have. So the kid inside me is very happy to work sa ganong environment. Plus, I get to work with kids. So one of my dreams is to be a good mother. So nagpa-practice na ako to interact with kids kasi I'm very impatient. And if you know me personally, you know na I'm Princess Material Vibes kasi I was the babaeng bunso of the family for a very long time. So, alagang-alaga talaga. Actually, nung tinanong ako why I want to volunteer, sabi ko kasi practice ko yun sa pagiging good mother. Di ba? Good mother yarn, sa true lang. So, if you have kids na nasa Baguio or planning to go to Baguio, you can register sa Facebook account ng Vivita, which is Vivita Philippines, Vivistop. So, free lang yun, guys. As in, free. And the kids can take home their artwork. So, may mga nag-offer naman sa akin opportunities. Most of which, mula sa parents ko. Which are jobs naman na will help me be financially free. Pero, it just doesn't align with how I want my life to be. I'm grateful to have this privilege to choose a path na makes me happy instead of wealthy. And even the privilege to choose the other ones, di na ako masaya sa ganap ko ngayon. Pero syempre, it has challenges din. Like of course, lots of disappointments, maraming questions and doubts on where my life is headed. People are often surprised na makikita nila ako sa event. Tapos they would ask kung naka-work from home ako and stuff. Tapos sasabihin ko, wala na akong trabaho, tambay lang ako. And yung disbelief ng mga tao talaga na, alam mo yun, nawala lang ang trabaho. Parang they keep saying na I had a good job before, na di sila naniniwalang tambay lang ako. So, usually, I'm introduced kasi nga marami kaming bisita lately as an industrial engineer. And nililista lang nila yung mga achievements ko in college. So, ayan. I'm not even sure I remember that person, pero sige, kung yun ang gusto nilang sabihin, bahala sila. I feel like I'm finally living, really living, according to what I want for myself. I know that from an outside view, I'm not accomplishing anything right now, kasi nakatambay lang naman ako, like literal, natambay every day. Pero for me, what I currently feel beats all the applause, rewards, and praises na I got before. Finally, I feel accomplished. Siguro kasi I get to stand firm on what I value and choose a path that may be different from others, but a path I'm proud to call mine. On top of this, and amazing lang nung timing kasi I mentioned din in one of my episodes, yung BTS of A Cum Laude, is I was rarely present during family gatherings, and this time around, God gave me a lot of opportunities to reconnect with my family kasi parang my family from both sides came from the US. Yan. Grateful na I'm home ngayon, though dami kong utang na episode sa inyo. Pagbigyan nyo na. I'm still catching up with my life. Yan. Kaya I'm slowly understanding that everything that happened led me here and it was super scary to make that kind of leap, but I'm happy that I did and trusted God's plan for me. I never imagined to experience, tulad nung na-experience ko for the last 3 months. Yun, whenever I feel anxious about something, I just remind myself of what my D leader asks us lagi, which is, what if God doesn't give you what you want or expect? Will you still glorify Him? And God may not give us what we want, maybe not right away, or maybe not ever, pero I trust that His will is always greater than mine. I hope you ask yourself that then, especially when things feel shaky. Hindi ako singer, so i-recite ko na lang. Baka i-unfollow nyo ako eh. Even if I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. God never stops working in our life. So, surrender to Him. Surrender everything kasi everything has already been planned out. I mean, a few months back, I never expected na nandito ako ngayon. Never expected na buhay pa ako ngayon. Actually, parang everything was, ano ba? Everything was dark. I didn't see. Like, I didn't see anything na mangyayari ng May. I didn't see anything na mangyayari ng April. I didn't see anything na may mangyayari ng June. I just, like, parang naka-blindfold. Ganun yung feeling ko. Parang I just went through it na naka-blindfold. And it was, like, syempre, as an anxious person, parang it was really ripping me to pieces to know and to just, like, go back to kung ano yung parang stable for me. And I'm glad I didn't. And I'm glad na I got out of my comfort zone and that did that kind of risk. Ako kasi, I'm not a risk taker really. I am a very calculated type of person. So, it was a new thing for me. And really happy and happier more than ever of everything that happened. Actually, this is just a short episode to catch up with you guys. Ayun, I hope na you enjoyed this episode. If you're looking for a sign to resign, ito na yan. Charot. The joke lang. Pag-pray niyo yan if yan ang leading ni Lord before you decide on anything. So, that's what I try to do then. Every time na I try to decide, I don't trust my feelings anymore. Parang I try to pray to God first kung ano yung leading niya. And then, mostly surprisingly, magugulat kayo kinabukasan. May sagot na si Lord. You just really have to see it and feel it. Alam yan. So, click the follow button if you want to hear more of my chika. You can also follow and message me on Instagram and Facebook at charroot. Kung naguguluhan kayo sa kwento ko, sana ito maalala nyo. Pay it forward, always extend the love, compassion, and grace that was given to you. Always, 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 always pay it forward. Okay? Breathe in, breathe through, breathe deep, breathe out. Good morning, good evening, and good night.